Not Just a Witch by Eva Ibbotson. Read by Ajwa Ando. When people quarrel, it's bad, but when witches quarrel, it is terrible. Hecky was an animal witch. Her full name was Hecate Tenbury Smith, and she had started when she was just a child, turning the boring noses of her mother's friends into interesting whiskery snouts, or covering the cold ears of traffic wardens with thick black fur. She was a kind girl and only wanted to be helpful, but when she gave the swimming bath attendant a fishy tail so that he could pretend to be a trout if he wanted to, her parents sent her away to a well-known school for witches. The motto the girls wore on their blazers said, "Witches against wickedness," and the headmistress was choosy about whom she took. Hecky was very happy there. Her best friend was a stone witch called Dora Maybury. When Dora was still in her high chair, she had looked at a raspberry jelly, and it turned into something you couldn't cut up, even with a carving knife. And when she started turning the toothpaste solid in its tube and filling the fridge with statues of pork chops, she too was sent away to school. It takes 30 years to train a witch, and during all that time, Hecky and Dora were friends. Hecky was tall and thin with frizzy hair, pop eyes, and teeth which stuck out, giving her an eager look. Dora was squat and solid and had muscles like a footballer because it's heavy work dealing in stone. They shared their secrets and got each other out of scrapes, and at night in the dormitory they talked about how they were going to use their magic to make the world a better place. By this time, Hecky could change any person into whatever animal she pleased by touching him with her knuckle of power, though for the best results she liked to use her toe of transformation also, and Dora could turn anybody into stone by squinting at him out of her small round eyes. And then, when they had been friends for 30 years, Hecky and Dora quarrelled. It happened at the graduation party, where all the witches were to get their diplomas and go out into the world. The party, of course, was very special, and both Hecky and Dora went separately to the hat shop, kept by a milliner witch, and ordered hats. Obviously, a witch on the most important day of her life is not going to turn up in a straw hat trimmed with daisies or a bonnet threaded with sky-blue lace. Hecky thought for a long time, and then she ordered a hat made of living snakes. The snakes were mixed. The crown of the hat was made of ribbon snakes, most delicately woven. Edging the brim were king snakes, striped in red and black, and a single black mamba, coiled in the shape of a bow, hung low over Hecky's forehead. Hecky tried it on, and it looked lovely. The snakes hissed and spat and shimmered. Snake hats are beautiful, and when you take them off, you just put them in a tank and feed them a few dead mice and a boiled egg or two, and they last for years. The day of the party came. Hecky put on her bat-skin robe, fixed a bunch of black whiskers onto her chin, and lowered the hat carefully onto her curls. She set off across the lawn to the tent where the refreshments were. But what should happen then? Coming towards her was her friend Dora, and she was wearing exactly the same hat. The same ribbon snakes were heaving and hissing on the crown. The same king snakes were writhing round the brim. The same poisonous mamba was tied into a bow. The two witches stopped dead and glared at each other. "How dare you copy my hat?" cried Hecky. "How dare you copy my hat?" Dora roared, sticking out her jaw. "I chose this hat first. I'm an animal witch. It's my right to wear a hat of living snakes." "Oh, really? I suppose you've heard of my great-great-great-grandmother who was a gorgon and had serpents growing from her scalp. It is my right to wear living snakes." But showing off about your relatives never works. Hecky only became angrier. "The only thing you've got a right to wear on your head is a bucket," she shrieked. Soon, the witches were throwing all sorts of insults at each other. From shouting at each other, the witches went on to tug at each other's hats. Dora tugged a ribbon snake out of Hecky's brim and hung it on a laurel bush. Hecky pulled at the end of Dora's black mamba and undid the bow. And all the time, they screamed at each other as though they were spoilt little...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?